Our fulfillment comes from knowing the love of Christ. Our eternal value and identity are settled because of Christ. We are broken. We are broken people, but He was broken for our brokenness. Offer your broken pieces to Him, and let Him make you a vessel of honor. Let Him make you into the vessel of honor, His way. Remain in a place where you are empowered and lifted up, where you are celebrated for who you are as God's creation, His masterpiece, and not for what you do or don't do. You know, Pastor Lisa has a very big opportunity to choose with any of us whether she's going to love us or not. And personally, I can say that I have experienced the love of God through her love, because she has this tenacious kind of love that holds on and does not let go. And I know through that kind of love that God wants to heal me even in deeper places that still have wounds. You know, sometimes when my children are been naughty or had needed to be corrected and become angry with me for one reason or the other, that's not the time for me to push them away and cast them to the side. That's the time for me to draw them in close, even if I have to physically struggle to hold them tight and embrace them. Because I want them to know that it doesn't matter what they do. They are loved fierce, and there's nothing they can do to have me love them any less. And this, I believe, is the grace of God. And the way that Lisa loves me today, this week, the way that she held on, even when she might have been advised otherwise, it was Christ's arms of love when Lisa wrapped her arms around me and loved me and help lift me up from falling into a very dark place. Even though I'm imperfectly perfect, she loves us. So stay in an atmosphere where you're affirmed. Stay in a place where you're built up. You see, the foolish woman tears down the house, but the wise woman builds it. In a cursed-filled atmosphere, mistakes and weaknesses are used against you and used as an opportunity to make you feel bad about yourself. But in a grace-filled atmosphere, mistakes and weaknesses are opportunity for God to display His grace and strength through you. And they're opportunities for you to learn. We will make mistakes, sometimes the same ones, over and over again, and may look rather silly, falling over ourselves making them. But grace is the net into which we fall. There is freedom in grace, in learning to live without fear of losing love and acceptance if the job of transformation gets too messy. Where sin increased and abounded, God's grace, His unmerited favor, has surpassed it and increased the more and superabounded. You see, you can't ever be bad enough to run out of God's grace, because as our weakness or our sin may increase even when we don't want it to, His grace superabounded. It surpasses that. If you find yourself in a place feeling despondent and alone, where there is no uplifting voice other than your own, then encourage your own soul and create your own atmosphere of encouragement. Fill it with godly affirmations. Replace the wounding lies, and in His grace and by His grace know you are worthwhile and you are capable. Your identity is already settled in Christ, and the fun part is discovering who you really are and then celebrating you. And when you do make that decision to discover who you are and celebrate you, you will find that there is a whole lot more people who are willing to celebrate you with you than the few small voices that are trying to hold you down. Even when you want to give up, he will never give up on you. Even when you have already given up and surrendered yourself to the constant bombarding from the enemy of your soul, he has not given up on you, but is cheering you on to raise up in Christ and walk in his grace. I have given you a few notes. On one side of it is a list of affirmations, and I would like all of us to declare them in first person. Does everyone have them? If you could say them with me, my kids are used to this. They don't really love it, but we're going to do it anyway. I have peace with God. I am reconciled. I am dead to sin. I am under grace. I am set free from the law. For me, there is no condemnation. I am his child. I am free. I am his new creation. I am an heir of God and co-heirs with Christ. I am reconciled. I am holy and blameless. I am called by heaven. I am born anew. I am royal. I am a partaker of his divine nature. I am accepted. I am wonderfully made. I am deeply loved. I am cherished. I am a daughter of not just the King, but of the King of Kings. I am his forever and cannot be separated from his love. You see, he said we were worth dying for, but he didn't just say it. He said you are worth dying for and then did. Is that proof enough of his love? The devil will try to have you believe otherwise. You see, you have what it takes. If you have the Spirit of God dwelling in you, you are who God says you are. The difference is in you. Are to compliment others, compliment the body of Christ, not to compete or compare with it. Your skills matter, even the ordinary ones. The way you walk, the way you eat, the way you think, the things that make you happy or hurt you, that's you. That's how God made you. The differences make beauty. The way you like to talk a lot, or maybe don't, the way you get energy from being alone or with a group of people, the way you rather watch and observe, or the way you rather be the life of a party, the way you like order, or the way you just don't mind it at all, disorder, I might say, the way you don't mind disorder, he already takes pleasure in you, and you are the apple of his eye. Do not accept what the negative voices are saying to you. Do not accept what those voices are saying you are. You see, you have a creative and intelligent mind because you were created in his likeness. You have gifts. You have strengths. You are brave. You are valuable. You have a voice, and no one can replace you. God created you just the way you are. You are wanted. And you are beautiful, and you are chosen. You are his chosen.